The University of Warwick is marking its 50th anniversary this year, and our honorary graduates are people who share our spirit of innovation and entrepreneurialism. Today we are celebrating the achievements of Vivek Singh, CEO and Executive Chef of the Cinnamon Club, Cinnamon Kitchen and Cinnamon Soho restaurants in London. Vivek is internationally renowned for his take on modern Indian cuisine, and he's a regular guest on television shows including BBC Saturday Kitchen and Madhu Jaffrey's Curry Nation. He was born in West Bengal in 1971, and rather than following the traditional route of taking up the same profession as his engineer father, he chose to become a chef. In the early 90s, Vivek attended catering college at the Institute of Hotel Management in New Delhi. From there, he joined one of the world's most decorated hotel chains, the Oberoi. Beginning as a trainee chef, he worked his way up to the five-star Oberoi Grand in Kolkata. A chance meeting with businessman Iqbal Wahab in 2000 gave Vivek the opportunity to pursue his true culinary vision of changing the way the British viewed Indian dining. He wanted to pair Indian spicing with influences from around Asia, Europe and beyond. Together the pair established the Cinnamon Club in the old Westminster Library, and the venue is now regarded as one of the world's finest Indian restaurants. The success of the Cinnamon Club has led to other ventures including Cinnamon Kitchen, a second restaurant that hosts London's only Tandoor Bar and Grill, and Cinnamon Soho followed, and now Vivek's latest street food innovation, Joho Soho. His individual approach and creativity has also been evident in his substantial contributions to charity and to development in the Indian restaurant sector. He became ambassador for the rugby charity for disabled and disadvantaged children Wooden Spoon in 2008, and he hosts an annual Diwali charity event for Action Against Hunger. He works with charities Find Your Feet and the Prince's Trust, as well as the Mosaic Network and the Asian Restaurant Skills Board, to attract the gifted and talented to the sector through college courses, work experience placements and apprenticeships. Today, Vivek Singh receives an honorary Doctor of Letters from the University of Warwick. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
What does this honorary degree mean to you?
Well, actually, I'll tell you what, I mean, it means a lot of things to a lot of people. I think for those that have spent years doing academic research and work, it's quite something else. For me, for one, it just proves the point that if you do what you know and do what you believe in well enough and long enough, it does get noticed. So it does mean a lot. Thank you.
I read that your father had more of an engineering career, and rather than following the traditional route of taking up his profession, you chose to be a chef. How did your parents react to your career ambitions?
At the time, not very well. Actually, largely that was down to the fact that there wasn't a precedent. There weren't many examples of people who'd chosen a career in food or hospitality and made a big name for themselves. There weren't. Whereas when I was growing up, India was awash with examples of people who were either engineers or doctors and made a good living for themselves. So I suppose it was more down to the lack of precedent than their narrow-mindedness, I'd like to believe.
And obviously, they can see how successful you were. How hard was it in the early days setting up your first restaurant?
I think even much before you actually set up your own restaurant, the idea of just making a living out of chefing and enjoying it and wanting to do it strongly enough so that you'll continue to do it for the rest of your lives, it requires a lot of commitment. I just think a lot of people, the faint-hearted, get weeded out in the very beginning. So if you survive that and you still like cooking and you still want to make a career, pursue a career in food, then comes the next challenge of setting up restaurants, which amongst a lot of other things needs, a certain amount of bravado, an element of foolishness. Perhaps, it's you need to be a bit of a dreamer. But, you know, like every successful business, it needs its fair share of passion. And if you have it, then it does work.
So did you ever imagine it would be so successful? Has your career surprised you, or did you know what you wanted to do from an early age?
I can't say I really knew what I wanted to do from a very early stage. When I got into cooking, I realised why I went into cooking, because I really loved the warmth and the hospitality and the love that was... It was a manifestation of the love and the warmth, food itself was. When I started working in the kitchen, I realized it was anything but the hard hours, the bullying and everything else. It wasn't an easy stuff. It wasn't easy. But then as the career progressed and I discovered other things, I realized that I still wanted to cook, and for all the right reasons. And that meant that I needed to carve myself a slightly different path. I couldn't go on and work with big hotels and just become a clerk. So I had to, I made a conscious decision of working in restaurants where I could still be in touch with food. And from there on, I've been very fortunate that I've been able to pursue my passion to create new things and to try and experiment and do things that haven't been done before. And most of the times they've worked. So, it's brilliant. I've just allowed my life to take a course of its own. And it's been pretty good.
You obviously have great entrepreneurial spirit. But what do you think are the main qualities that any entrepreneur needs today?
It helps to have a strong belief. If you believe in something strongly enough, and it is different enough from what is out there in the market, I think that belief is important. But thereafter, it needs, in equal measure, an element of luck, of course, but lots of hard work, lots and lots of hard work. And there is absolutely no shortcuts to that. I don't think there is. Anybody who thinks you can sort of, just get into something and make it work and be very lucky and get out of the right time and sell off the business and all that, I don't think that really sort of works, not for an entrepreneur. So it does need, a belief, a passion, I'd say lots of hard work and a small amount of luck to go with it.
So you do a lot of work with various charities, and the common theme seems to be you giving something back and encouraging the next generation of young chefs. Have your ideas of what's important in life changed as your career has progressed?
Have my ideas of what's important in life changed? No, not really. I am who I am, and I am where I am because of the opportunities that came my way and some of the opportunities that it took and what came out of it. I do believe, I honestly believe, and I've believed so in all of the 14 years that I've been running restaurants in the UK, that if you ever think that you want to do everything in your life and finish and achieve everything, and then I'll do charity, life doesn't work like that. Then I'll give something back after I've made enough for myself. Life doesn't work like that. There ought to be an element of doing this continuously and as life goes on. So we just sort of, this is what we believe in, and this is what I make sure that we do in our restaurants. Because of all the things that I have received, the one single biggest thing that I feel has changed my life is opportunity. And I'm committed to creating that opportunity for both people that work with me and those that come after us. So it's whatever it takes. So it means, growing the restaurants and doing more business, growing the business and opening more restaurants, or supporting charities and encouraging young people to get into it. It's just, it's about creating opportunity.
So what is next for you? What's the next grand plan?
Next grand plan? I have a plan to roll out Cinnamon Kitchen, our range of middle market sort of Indian restaurants, which combine the very best of innovation, creativity in food with the energy, the vibe and the dynamism of New India. So it to combine that and to sort of have three or four of them. So there'll be lots of opportunities for young people as well as people who work with me already. So that's an existing part. And that particular concept has also had a fair bit of interest from both states as well as in the Middle East. So I'm quite excited about the idea of having created a truly modern Indian brand, but out of London, and then being able to take it out to the rest of the world. I mean, it all seems very exciting.
Finally, what advice do you have for your fellow graduates today who are just setting out on their career paths?
I think for all the only advice I would have for the fellow grad ones would be, to enjoy the moment and all the hard work and everything that's gone into it, but also try and keep oneself aware of the opportunities that are coming their way, and to seize every single one of them. And to, most importantly, remind oneself and remember the taste of when things have gone right. Because the first opportunity, the first chance, the first success, I think it's very, very difficult to surpass that emotion. And so one should just cherish it when they have it.
That's lovely. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.